One of the Lamites Oves Meloche is Boira. Meleches Boira. Now, the Heft of Meleches Boira is to separate psoiles mitoich oicha. That's the heft of the melacha. To separate the psoiles mitoich oicha, to separate the psoiles mitoich oicha, that's the melacha from boira. And we'll see in the Gemara and Shabbos is mevuer that meleches boira doesn't only apply klapi food. Meleches boira is shayach in clothes, and sforim, and all different items, and all different items is shayach the meleches boira. So sameach, the raya from the Gemara says that if a person is grinding rigve adoma, is rigve adoma, and he's grinding it, and then there's pieces inside, and he wants to separate the pieces. The Gemara said this is Boira. So we see that Boira doesn't need Dafka Oichel. You can have Boira even when it's not Oichel. The Mishabura says in two dishes is also Boira. We'll see later that Boira is Shaykh not only in dirt. The normal Boira is I take out the dirt out of the food. This is Boira. We'll see Shaykh Boira Lemoshel. I have two Sforim. Both of them are good. Well, the Mishnah Brura gait in the Mishnah Brura shelf, and the Chumash gait in the Chumash. That's the Eichet can say in Beira. Now, one Beira is to take out dirt from food. I have a fish, I take out a bone. I have a chunt, I take out a bug. This is Beira. And we have a kind of Beira that two kinds of food, two kinds of chicken, top and the bottom. Could be a Beira. Now, so you do that Dine Boirer are not like leichte halachas. The Mishneh Brura, Rabbeinu HaChofetz Chaim, and the Mishneh Brura, when he was Mechaba Mishneh Brura, so Hilchei Shabbos, he gave a Bazundere Akdome, and he writes down that to keep Shabbos is not like leichte zach. And he brings three Mesholim that it's hard to keep Shabbos. V'chem be'isur Boirer, מוצוי מאויד לי כושל מפני חיסורן ידיע דרך מושל שיש לו בוסר של שתי מימי אויפויס טאפל בעל מחולוקים רויצה ליברר מן אחד מחברו ולהניח אלה אחר זמן איסור גומו לילקו את השומן של החולוב ועוד כמה הלוחס מן יבוירר Then he's dash, dash is also as if he's and he's Messiah. V'kvar heid ha-goen bal urim v'tumim b'sifroi. Ki efsher klal b'metzius, shi nocel mi'isur Shabbos, im lo yilmad kol adinim al bur yom heitev heitev. Heid ha-urim v'tumim, shi efsher li nocel. V'meile hilch is boirer, this is one of the three mesholim that he brings down, that it's very wichtig that a person will know. And it's so motzui, boirer, it's so motzui, it's ashrek lechazach. People, you know, where you touch, you sit and learn, noch seder, you can be over boirer. Le Moshel is a minig in Klal Yisrael, gesend heint ashtikel, you know, the modernische ashtikel, you know, drop that minig, aber es gewend a minig in Klal Yisrael to eat gefilte fish in Shabbos. It's nagea twice to the Indian taket, side of the parsha, and side to the melacha that we're learning. Why Klal Yisrael ate gefilte fish? Salmon is tastier. Nachtzach. So one reason is, they say, is the late Timtaina, that Klal Yisrael were poor in the old days. There was not enough money. All the stories how they go and ask for a lot of money for the fish. So like this, they put a little bit challah and mit alle gute Sachen for made him and a little bit fish, given genug for the ganze mishpoche. But this can't sein that the minik from the gefilte fish came from poorness. No. The minik came, people didn't want to serve fish with bones and Shabbos because people didn't know Hilchos Boira. Today I go around, Achshel Dorah. Every night Simcha. So I hear they could get salmon without bones. This is Pseida. But if you don't get salmon without bones, so Punk Haidus, Vechishkin de Alochas, everyone has fish with bones. But that means, Nishkin Posh, Nishkin Stam, Klausel has a Minik, so Eschen gefilter fish, because such a pachat was to serve something in the meal, and it's both inside, you could be Nishkin and Doyle. You don't serve such a thing. Stam, as Mehalzach, the Stake, why Take, the greatest Indian to eat fish and Shabbos? What is the greatest Indian to eat fish and Shabbos? So why the Kovet Shabbos? In the Sforim, Dag, Ha'oichel Dag, B'yoyim Dag, Dag is a Shvi, Ha'oichel Dag, B'yoyim Dag, this is Yoyim HaShvi, Nitzol Midag, Midinu Shel Gehenem. Ha'oichel Dag, B'yoyim Dag, Nitzol Midag, it's the Nezra Gishri Ben Das. But Taki, what was the Indian Taki to eat fish? The Indian to eat fish was, because Shabbos steht Oynas Tal Midich HaChomi, Me'erev Shabbos Le'erev Shabbos, Shabbos is given the Zman von Oynas Tal Midich HaChomi, that's the Zman, Leile Shabboses, we state in the Gemara. But Meile, we have in our parsha, the Yidgul Aroiv, Bekerev Aoretz, Kedogim, Shebeyam, was a broche from Ribui, Bepirye, Veribui, Kedogim, Shenifre, Venirbe, Kedogim, as we say in Rosh Hashanah. Meile, was a minik, Shenifre, Venirbe, Kedogim, Meile, Lel Shabbos, and Shabbos, we ate Shabbos, Dosi Dizman, we ate Dogim. What is dogim? Why take it? What was the besondere bracha that Yosef gave? Shenifre v'she v'kiyidgul arayv v'kerev v'aretz kedogim. Okay, for sure, dogim is a lot. Ants is also a lot. You know, dogim are a lot. The ants are a lot. I mean, what? The world says that fish has one zach that all the other zachen don't have. The moshe and the cow, you're not allowed to eat the chaylev. You're not allowed to eat the blood. And the fish, you're allowed to eat the whole thing. We're davening for kids that all of us are ksherim. Nish ken chayle ksherim. V'yidgul aroif bekerev haoretz. And animals, amol, if you shechten it wrong, sin is good. It's not enough that it's good. If you don't bring him up the right way, amol, so get off the derech. Fish is no shechten. You call it from the tail. Vimi macht mi ken essen das. Mi bet va zeche kinder, was will sein, from what side they will fall, they will be alright. Eichet steht that in Dogim is no treifes. There's no treifes. And you open it, it's a treife. Come on. Stand, the Goyen state, what is this? Bekerev ha'oretz, v'idgul ha'roiv bekerev ha'oretz. What is bekerev ha'oretz? So the Goyen says, if you look at the psukim and Pashas Bamidbor, state nish that Shevet Yosef, Ephraim and Menashe, had more kids from everyone else. This is nish temes. So given a broche v'idgul ha'roiv bekerev ha'oretz, we have the numbers, they were counting. We didn't see that it became more. Zog the Goyen, the broche was bekerev ha'oretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. It says in Yeshua that they came over to him and they said, Parak Lamed Zayin, that we don't have a place, we so much. He told him to go into the woods. He told him to go, because so much more Babasal, Lefkuf Chavches, Taki the Ribui was Bekerev Ha'oretz. So this is the Zal Bezach, the Dogim Shebamayim, he didn't give him Stam HaBroche. The Broche is given when Klal Yisrael will behave, B'mayim Shul Teiro, then Taki will be the Ribui. Every Zach in Klal Yisrael, especially you have to know in Boyer, we'll see different analogies in Klal Yisrael, everything is ausgecheshpen. I feel like the gefilte fish is ausgecheshpen for Yisrael Boyer. As they given the analogy from Amor. So, but as they, let me help Tzachon learn and a shtickle, the Hilchis Boyer. Is the Yisrael Boyer in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Boyer. One, inside the Yisoidus, inside the practice of Halachas, we'll try to cover. Keseder Advar. Is the Isur to take out Psoilus mitoich Oichel, Oichel mitoich Psoilus, you're not allowed to separate. You have Lamazog in a dish with nuts, and you have one bad nut inside, you're not allowed to take out. Not the nut from the fruit, not the fruit, you're not allowed to boil it. you have a fly inside the soup, you can't take out the fly. Does this boira. And also the same thing, you have two kinds of svarim, you can't sudden them out. No, what? Is that sometimes you're allowed to do boira. You have to have three conditions that you're allowed to do boira. One condition is oichel, dehainu. You have a dish of nuts and one of them is bad. If you want to do boira, you're not allowed to take the bad nut and take him out. But you're allowed to take out the good one. You're taking out the oichel. Second condition, you will take it out bayad. You can't take it out with a kli, with a sifter. You're allowed to take it out with your hands. We'll see later what is the aloha of a spoon. And the third condition, that you're doing it le'alto. You're doing it before the meal. The hainu, lamazang, you have a pot of nuts, a big, and you have one bad one. You're doing a simcha tomorrow morning. Tonight you're laying out the tables. And you pour the garinim into a plate. See, it's a bad one. The top table is a bad one. You're not allowed to take him out. You're not allowed to take out the other nuts. Because you're not doing it le'alto. So to be matir boira, you have to have three conditions. Oichel, to take out the oichel mitir psoile da'ainu. If you're doing it, lemashal, you're sitting at the table, and you're eating nuts, and it's a bad one. You're allowed to take the good one, and your hands, and eat them le'alto. This you're allowed to do. But you're not allowed to, lemashal, before you're serving, to take out the bad one. This you're not allowed to. So to remember this klal, is a simon, it's called ayol. Ayol. As if we have Rom Avinu, v'ine ayol nechaz, aleph yud lamed. Oichel, yad le'alto. Ayol. Oichel, yad le'alto. The remez is ayol meshulosh. It's three conditions, I guess you remember it. Ayol meshulosh. Oichel, yad le'alto. It's a sefer that came out on Hilchos Beira, he called his sefer ayol meshulosh. I'll shame this simon. Now, recently, he took it out of different melachas, it lost the purpose. Aber alle yon is geheist norav boira. It's geheist ayol meshulosh. But it's kidah, more person, every time when you want to do boira, we'll see when it's there, teirim, you have to the first thing check. Echob ayol, or echob nishkan ayol. I'm taking out the oichel, I'm doing it beyad, we'll see what is yad, and I'm doing it le'alto. You have to have the ayol meshulosh. If you don't have the ayol meshulosh, mekenish gen vayta. What is the heter of the ayol meshulosh? Oichel biyad le'alto. Zog the Mishneh Brura, a chidush, we'll get to it more clear, is no boirer b'shas ha'achile. This is a aloche pshuto. A person took lamazal when he came to the simcha that they didn't serve gefilte fish, and they served salmon. What's coming to the door, Zachayim? And salmon with bones, I'm saying, salmon without bones, you're allowed to serve. And Bekitzer, he's eating the salmon, and there's a bone inside. Aber er weiß Beure, Shabbos, was zu tun? Sie stecht in a wenig. He's allowed to take his hand, put it inside the mouth, and pull out the bone. There's no Beure inside your mouth. I don't think that if a person wants to Beure for his son, for his kids, to put it inside the mouth and to take out the bones, his stomach will not help. But I'm saying, when B'shas de'achile, is no boirer b'shas ha'achile. The Rosh is making even more. The Rosh speaks about a person who had a cup full of bugs and he wants to drink. He puts a mapo, a cloth on top of the cup, and he's allowed to drink because it's pouring into his mouth. It's not called that he's sifting it. So this is shas ha'achile. So the case of the Rosh we'll get to. The case of the bone in the mouth, you're allowed to. Now you're eating, you feel something inside. You take out, you put your hands, you take it out of the mouth, there's no shayla b'ra, there's no problem to do it. So the Mishneh Brura, val b'shas de'achile is no b'ra, so b'meile, this is the heter of the ayol, achilo yad le'alto. If you come into the oichel, that's derech achile, you're taking the food with your hands, le'alto, it's ki'ilu you're eating. So einach enami, it's not ma'meshas achile. B'shas ha'achile ma'amesh, you're allowed to take out even the bone out of your mouth. But it's not shas ha'achile, then, the moshel, if you have a piece of fish, and you want to do it le'alto, the way will be is, you will hold onto the fish, you will hold onto the bone, you take off the fish, and you're allowed to eat. Be very careful, sometimes a mistake, the hand of the bone starts to move. But if you have a bone in a fish, you hold onto the bone, and you pull off the fish, and then you're allowed to eat it. Bayad, Oichel Le'alto. So let me get a little bit. This is the first club. But if you do, you take out the psalis, you metakin money. Or if you're doing it bikli, it's not derech achil. So let me get kesed. A little bit alochas first from the first club. A person has a salad. Vegetable salad. Now a little lot of vegetable salads, the better ones, they put a little bit of lemon inside. Squeeze like a little lemon on top. Smacht us a bit higher class. Now a lot of times what happens is a little bit of the lemon falls into the salad. So davar amotzu. Now if you're serving such a salad with a bit of lemon, you know, sinish gishmak. But you can't take out the bit of lemon. This is boira. So the only eitzah is what to do. Two eitzahs. Or you take a big spoon and you take out some of the salad with the pit. We'll see later how much you have to take. If it's enough to take one leaf with a pit, or you have to take like a little bit of chmeit, a little bit of tomato, how much you have to take out with the pit? For sure to take out the pit alone does this boil in lekula alma, it's a melocha dei reise, if you most shoot. It's a melocha dei reise, can say. Chiv skile. But if you can't take it out, you're allowed to take out the salad and leave the pit. Start to move to the salad to the sides, take the whole salad, move it to a different dish. But this you're only allowed to do before the meal. Lama zogim, you were preparing the salad the night before, and it happened. There's no eitzah now. The only eitzah is other to dig it out with some leaves and things, or to wait till tomorrow morning, before half an hour before the Suda, you'll start to take out the salad and leave. The same thing in garinim. You're serving garinim, and you pour in a plate a little bit of garinim, and you see a couple burned ones, dirty ones, broken ones, then you don't want to serve them. You can't pick them out. No way. Ah, you want to serve. So it's one eitzah to hold on to them and to pour the rest out. This you're only allowed to do samach lasud. The other eitzah is, again, to put a big spoon inside and to take out a big amount with the burned ones to put them back. Now,
how much is a big amount?
This I'm saying, we'll see. It's machlekes mishnebu in the chazanish. The same thing when you take out a fly out of a cup, how much water has to be around the fly to take it out. This is a shaila. We'll get to it separate. This is a bazunga shaila. What is the shiur of a little bit and a lot? We have to get a little bit, a couple more lumdas in burial. That's what I'm saying. But with a big amount, you get to everyone. With a small amount, we'll have to learn a shtickle more burial dike alochas to know what is the amount. But like a good spoon, I would say, two tomatoes, three cucumbers, chmeis, one pepper, a little piece, and a piece of leaf, then for sure, this time will be allowed. But with one, two leaves, it's nishta zei pashit. Now, let me get back. So this is the first halacha. These halachas are more and more, they're going to get to every prat, but like Mishabur said, if you have them very mesudar, and with cases, you can mamish keep in the end hilchos Shabbos, ki hilchosu. We said it's boirer in two kinds, the hainu. A person has, lama zogin, a tomato, and a potato and a tomato. Mixed together. Now he doesn't want, he wants to serve potatoes. Yeah, to serve tomatoes inside potatoes, it's a gatenish. Or if again he wants to serve tomatoes for a salad, potatoes, machmishta is though. So he wants to separate it. It's mixed. He had a lot of potatoes cut, and he had tomatoes cut. The kid mixed them together. You know, you can't serve it like that. It's a pasnish. But ba'atzim, you ask him, tomatoes are very good. I'm not going to go to the garbage. But what is better? What is better? Beira are good. Stated in the Gemara that is a boira. There's an isu boira. Now, here's a machlekes, Tesis and Rambam, why it's called boira, and we'll see an afkemina. Tesis learns that it's called boirer because lamazogim you want to serve potatoes now. So you don't want the tomatoes. You want potatoes. So tomatoes by you become psoilus. For this 5 minutes, they're psoilus. Says Tesis. Lefi that, so to take out the tomatoes, you're never allowed to. because you want to serve potatoes. To take out the potatoes, you're allowed to do it with oil. Vayad le'alter samuch le'achile. You're allowed to take out the oichel, the potatoes, because we look at the tomatoes like psoilus. Of the potatoes, they are oichel. You're allowed to take out the potatoes, oichel, vayad samuch le'achile. So if this happens, you wait before the meal, and then you don't take out the tomatoes, you take out the potatoes. The Rambam learns that in two minim is no psoilus bichlal. So what is the issu? It's the issu miyu, sorting out. Both of them are called oichel, but it's the issu to sort them out. It's the issu miyu. So if you want to eat them, so then you're allowed to. Let's say achile, you're allowed to. So lefi the Rambam, samuch la'achile, you're allowed to. And then you're allowed to take out what you want, because ba'etzim is no psoilus here. So samuch la'achile, you're allowed to. Lemaise, we paskin like Tosfos. We'll have enough community something else in the Rambam, but we paskin like Tosfos. That Tosfos holds that one of them is called psoilus, and b'meil, if you have a zaycha timtza of mixed potatoes and tomatoes, you're not allowed to take out the tomatoes bichlal, and you're only allowed to take out the potatoes samuch la'achile. Lama again, where's Nagiala Alocha Lemaisa? What is Nagiala Lemaisa? Lama Zogin, you have tomatoes and cucumbers and pepper. You cut all these three things together. All these three things are cut together. And you were planning to make a plate full of tomatoes to serve. You want to serve cucumbers. Yeah, it's a whole old plan how to be nice. And you have a plate of peppers. You're planning to make like a zaplata. Vos came the little kid came, mixed it. You before Shabbos prepared a bag full of nice pieces of pepper. You have prepared a bag full of carrots. Yeah, you have different bags. You have different bags, and one of pieces of carrots, one of pieces of tomatoes, one of carrots, and you want to serve it like a platter. And someone went and mixed them together. Someone went and mixed these things together. So Vali mixed these things together. Now you want to serve the platter Shabbos morning. The whole purpose of the platter, of the vegetable platter, is on one side the tomatoes are standing nicely, the carrots are standing nicely. Nothing is psoilus. You're planning to serve all of the three together. You like all of them. And all of them are purpose to be served. Abavoskim and the little kid mixed them together. So here, the halacha is like this. You're not allowed to sort out by night, you're not allowed to put it on the platter. Why? It's beira. Shtei minim is beira. By day, an hour before the suda, you're allowed to make it. And then you're allowed to take out what you want, because no one is a psoilus. All of them become oichel. The carrots are oichel, the cucumbers are oichel, everything. The pepper is oichel. Aber only samuch la'suda. Only samuch la'suda. This is isumim. Samuch la'suda. Derech achila is no isumim. It's a miyun and bayir the zel bezach. The zel bezach. A person wants to play a game. It's nishna gatzadim for your kids. Bezos Hashem. You have a game. Now the game has lamazogim little houses, has little soldiers, has little circles, squares, all different zach. Now, before you start to play the game, you know, you masada, kederach ha-mesachkim. Everything is organized. So long as you finish to play by night, you're not allowed to sort it out, everything in that area. Long as to put these cards, you know, the question cards here, the bad cards here, all this, you're not allowed to organize it. This is Beira. But before you're playing the game, you're allowed to. Let me say on Shabbos morning, you decide, I'm saying, Nishdo, or when Anderson mentioned, decide to play a game. So now, but you can't, because you have to put it. It goes in the game. It's a place you put the more questions. It's another place you put the other Zachen, the money you put in another place. Nishdo, Emes, money. But all different Zachen, you misadder. You're allowed to misadder it. Why? Because nothing is psoilus here. Nothing is psoilus. Everything is oichel. No boss. Le'alto. Le'alto. So again, before the meal, before by night, when you finish to play the game, you're not allowed to be misadder. You have to put everything together back in the box. But by day, before the game, you're allowed to play with it. We'll see later. Let's not sure. We get into Boyle. You have these new games, these plastic games that has little balls, and you have to put them in the right colors. There's a shikun more. There maybe it's cliche. Also lekach. It's a harder shaila. But in these games, a lemoshul, a person wants to chaz a shir. Yeah, Lamazagan, he has already 46 papers from 46 shir. Now his papers got mixed up. The order got mixed up. Or even let me say one shir, he has 5 pages from the shir. But the pages are mixed up. Now he wants the chazer. So he's not allowed, by night, he's not allowed to organize the papers in the right order. This is Beira. He takes out this one, puts this one. This is Beira. Oh, but before he goes to learn, he's allowed to organize them. Let me say he's going to chazer now all the shirim, because he's misadder all the 46 shirim. He's allowed to order them. But he's not allowed to do it before he goes. He doesn't need all of them, he's not allowed to. Let me get invited. Now, this is a shayla that is very much. A person is sitting and eating a salad. Right? I want to hear every halacha will take some chetimtzes, like this, the bayer will go inside. A vegetable salad. The vegetable salad normally is made from tomatoes, cucumbers, pepper. The person that made the salad also is mechabed the oil with a little bit of green onion. He cuts slices of green onions and he puts in the salad. The problem is that you don't like green onion. You don't like green onion? Some people don't like it. Adam mitzad atzmam, Adam mitzad reichai noidev. They don't want to eat it. Now, they don't want to eat it. So what they will do? It's stuck on the leaf, yeah? They like the salad, but the green onion they don't want. All the marshal is the raisin inside. They don't want the raisin. But the guy near me likes raisins. So Rabbi Yashiv holds. I'm sorry, Shlomo Zalman holds. Rabbi Yashiv. Shlomo Zalman holds. You're allowed to take it and give it to the guy near you. He likes it. By him, it's oichel mitach psoilus. You're right that by you, if he tastes it, it's psoilus. If no one is around, you're not allowed to take off the raisin and take it away. I have a cookie with a raisin. You don't like the raisin. You're not allowed to pull out the raisin. But you're a beirah. But if the guy knew you likes a raisin, so you're pouring out and you're giving him the raisin. Now, Reb Shmuel Auerbach said that his father was only matir if you know that the guy knew you wants to eat it. But you can't take out an onion. Who wants to eat an onion? He says, let me buy if in the end no one picked up his hand, you're over beirah. Even if in the end someone says myself, he says, you can't call it that you took it out for him. You took it out, you were looking for a customer, he said. Das heißt nicht, das heißt nicht, Rachel. Das war mechadisch. An dem, was mir gesagt hat. Das kommen zu sagen. Now, I remember, when I learned the Sugis bei Iyun, I could remember now, but as I gekommen nach euch zu mir, when I gelernt the Sugis, that it's better nicht zu tun, as I, and to ask your friend to take it out. Then you don't just come into the kulaf of Shlomo Zalman. Like this, I'm making my kids. You know, every kid has different things that he doesn't like in the salad. So normally, I tell my kids they could put it on my plate. Tell them Shabbos, don't put it on my plate. Call me. I will come to take it from your plate because I like it. And if I don't like it so much, but I pick it and I eat it, but if they take it out and put it on my plate, then can sign they're even better. Shlomo Zalman says they're allowed to. I remember when I learned the sugis be'iyun, as I come in a roi tzumis, as kidai to me machmer sein, to ask the person that you're planning to offer him the raisin, that he will come and take the raisin from you. Now, we'll see about as a big chiddush for Moshe Feinstein. And if you're Moshe Feinstein, when you're using this heter of taking out the raisin, you have to be makbid on a chumra. We'll go right to the next shot that is very matzu. A person got a soup, vegetable soup. Now, this person likes to eat vegetable soup. The order he likes to eat is soup and then cook vegetables. He doesn't like to eat it together. This is his mahalach. So what he wants to do is, he wants to take the soup, separate it from the vegetables, and later he will eat the vegetables. Me'ikar adin, what is the problem? He likes vegetables, he likes soup. We said you're allowed to do both. Like we said, you're allowed to put all of the things on the platter of the vegetables. Ala moshel, milik noshim chshuvis. They serve chant, yeah? So some people serve all of the chant tzazamen. It's a different people that serve the chant. It comes out of the kitchen, the kishke is separate, the meat is separate, the barley is separate. I gotta like it like this. This is not boira. Why it's not boira? The reason it's not boira is, it's le'alter, oichel mitoich oichel is no boira. She's allowed to go in the kitchen, to take out, go around the chunk, find the pieces of meat, she puts it on the table, on one plate. She goes around, she finds the barley, she puts it on the second plate. Again, this is nishkin boira, we have to remember this aloha, before we go into prati. Because this is oichel miktol oichel le'alter. So the same thing a person will say, he got chunt, he got a soup with vegetables. He wants to eat the vegetables with the chicken later. So he takes out the vegetables from the soup. Says, I'm eating it soon. You told me you're allowed to take out the chunt like this. You told me you're allowed to organize the platter. Zogt Reb Moshe Feinstein, he's over Isur Beir der Reise. Why? This is mamish, hori matloin b'seor. Zogt Reb Moshe, this person doesn't want to eat vegetables now. He wants to eat soup now. So if he takes the soup, it's oichel mitech psailas. He wants vegetable in 5 minutes. So now the vegetable is psailas by him. When a person is organizing a platter of vegetables for the meal, when the meal comes, he wants all of the vegetables coming. He doesn't have a difference now. He wants to organize the vegetables for the meal. So by him, everything is oichel, it's no bayra. This lady is serving chant. She wants that people will get meat. Doesn't make a difference. One person will start with the kishke, one person will start with the meat. So machnish tois. This is the way she's serving. Nothing is more psoilous than the other one. She's allowed to separate the chant. You're allowed to separate the chant and serve it like that. Masha'enken, this person that now is eating soup, and now he doesn't want to eat vegetables, he's over and beira. Where is the world? If this person that will take out the salad, he will take the raisin and he gives it to his friend has to eat the raisin miyad when he gets it. If Yana will say, okay, I could eat it during the whole meal because I like it. Val b'shaz de breire, Yana didn't want to eat the raisin, so was p'seres mitei reire. Again, Rabbi Yashiv was choylek on this Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Yashiv holds you allowed to take out the vegetables from the soup. He said, this is ein maise achile, this whole smar of Rabbi Moshe that for 5 minutes it looks like psoilas, Rabbi Yashiv was not mekabel. Now, long again, one will trap the vial in Beira. Long again, one will trap in Beira. There's another klal in Beira that the things have to be mixed together. The Haino. We'll start Masuda. A person goes into this room. Yeah? And on one bench he finds an apple. On the other bench he finds an orange. There's no Beira. Beira has to be there's a Ta'aroivis. And from the Ta'aroivis I'm separating. Das heißt Beira. Zog de Ramo b'shemetru b'sadeshen achidush godl. If a person has a big plate of fish. Yeah? He has salmon. Without bones for sure. And he has fish. Gefilte fish. So normally they have it, you know, the salmon is around Lomazogan. And the gefilte fish is in the middle. This is the way the guy comes and serves it. Then there's no problem with Beira. But if the order on the plate, there's no order there. It's pieces of salmon, pieces of fish, altogether, zog de Ramo, it's boiro to take out one. Again, you're allowed to take out the one that you want, but you're not allowed to take off the one that you don't want. What is the Agdore Tzveihart? I hope Mitzvah Hashem in the Hemshech HaDvorim will have it clear, but to understand that the Ramo was Mechadish, that Boir doesn't have to be mamish to blunt to Zamen, even that you can see what is salmon, you can see what is gefilte fish. Afilo Ochi called this Boir. Lemosho. A person is taking off the table his plates, his silverware, his cups, his bottles. He could take out all the plates, all the silverware, all the bottles. There's no Boir. Now, as a bigger shayla, it happens a lot of times, you come to take off the table in Shabbos, is a plate, and the plate is already leftover bones, some little bit chunt left over, a little bit salad, and the person leaves the silverware on the plate. Decide. You're allowed to separate the silverware. The Talmud says, yeah. Even that it's close, and maybe the chaygavne and fish will be a problem, but it's a separate zach. When could be a problem? Sometimes a person, when he has a whole pile on his plate of bones and shells and a ganze meitze, and under there is a spoon. And you're taking off, and the spoon you don't want to throw to the garbage. You're not allowed to boil. You're not even allowed to shake the psoilus off and then take the spoon. This is boil. So what to do? What to do? So Reb Nissim Kareli says, if the silver is sticking out a lot, I don't know what is the shear, you're allowed to pull them out. They don't get mixed in the garbage. But if it's mamish mixed, you know, I'll make it easier for you. They took off the table, they put everything to the garbage, and you see five knives are missing. Where they are in the garbage. Now the shaila is what to do. To take them out of the garbage, you're right. To take the garbage away, chutzul muktzah, you're not allowed to take it away. Psoilus. To take the silverware out of the garbage, you also can't. You don't need it now, you need it for next meal. So nishke le'alta. So the etzah is to take it out, to wash it, and to use it a little bit. Then you're allowed to make a romev le'alto. Make a small another meal. Now, I want to teach you a big aloha and boira that people don't know. We'll use the garbage can for the echetimtza to explain this aloha. Yeah, you're coming off, they took off the table, and five knives are missing. Everyone guessed they're inside the garbage bag. Now, person knows, okay, you're not allowed to take away the garbage. You only, I'm not speaking about the shayla of muktzah. It could be the garbage is muktzah. It's a different problem. I want to find the knives. Okay, when I'll find the knives, I know the aloch is la'alter. I will wash them and I will eat some oranges. Say them. But how you find the knives? You have to start to move the garbage. This is moving the psoilus. The Talmud says it's not a problem. You're allowed to swim inside the garbage and move the garbage from side to side. This is not called boira. Why? It's a big yisoid. Because it stays the mokim ataroivis. Let me to explain to you in the case of a chant. We said in chant there's no boira. Soon we'll find the chetim that it is boira. A balam is zog, a person has a kishke inside the chant. And he wants to take out the kishke. So we said the etzem is not boira because he's planning to serve the barley and the meat. But love is not a person that doesn't like barley and doesn't like meat, and he's not planning to serve the barley and he's not planning to serve the meat. But he only likes kishka. It's the only by him it's boira. We'll see about the nechatinsas. So he knows he's not allowed to take out the barley and the meat. He has to go straight to the kishka. But he comes to this huge chunt pot. He doesn't see a kishka. He's allowed to start to go back and forth inside the chunt. Move the meat, move the barley back and forth till he arrives near the kishka, and then he chaps and he takes it out. Why? Because when he's swimming inside the pot and moving back and forth, this is nishken boira. Everything stays mixed. Mixed aher, mixed aher, doesn't go nish. Boira is when you separate it. This is the reason we're going back to why we're holding in the garbage bags. The spoon is inside the garbage. The knife is inside the garbage. And the only heter is to pull out the knife. There's no hassle to take away the garbage, I know. You're not allowed to come and say, garbage away, till you get to the knife. This is boiro. You go inside, you leave your hand inside, and you start to move around. Till, I touch the knife, and pull out the knife. Because das ist nicht gewen meister boiro. You have to know, the selbe sache, you can have a lot of times boiro. I'll give you the mushroom in the fridge. Most fridges in the world, in the bottom is two shelves that a lot of vegetables normally are there. Now, Lamazoyim, they tell you, bring a tomato. Your mother sends you to bring a tomato. You open the shelf, see two tzachdotten. First, you can't see a tomato. You guess that mistomet's in the bottom, full of cucumbers and peppers and all different potatoes. Again, I'm not going into some things that could be mukta. Now, how do you get it out? Again, to start to take out stam stuff, to move the potatoes away that you could get, this is beira. But you put inside your hand, you stay inside the drawer, you mix around, you get to the tomato, you're allowed to take him out. This is a story that is matter a lot of times. Now, Sforim, the same thing you have Beira and Sforim. Now we're going klolim. So the halach, a person has a pile of sforim, they're mixed together on the table. It's beira. Again, how to misadah, we'll see later. We're not holding this week how to misadah. But it's beira. Thus is beira. The description is alman, but let me read it, not in this child. A person has a shelf of sforim. He wants a chumash. Now all the sforim are standing in the closet. To take out a chumash, it's beira or not? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is mechadish that if it says on them what they are, so it's not beira, the standing neat. Rav Moshe was machmir even in that. That is beira. They're together, they're mixed together in the closet. Because it says on it epis, it's like the fish. There's no order. So you're allowed to use it, for sure. Oh, but the problem is you want the chumash for tomorrow morning to have a chumash amor for tomorrow. Yeah, you want to have the bereshis amor for tomorrow to have it in shul. So you come in by night, you take out the bereshis. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says the only eitzah is to open a little bit and to learn by night. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, Lomazon, you're going to learn the sugya of Tokfei Koyen. Yeah? So you need an asivas, you need a chemda shleima, you need a kundasat sfeikas, you need a lot of sforim. You're allowed to take all of them out of the shelf, even though the seder will take 7 hours. But that's like one big seuda. Now, if you want to learn tomorrow with your chavrusa with an asivas, you can take out an asivas now for tomorrow. You have to look a little bit now. Shlomo Zalman was matir. Chazanish was matir. But Reb Moshe was machmir. Kidai tachtas v'choshes to Reb Moshe. Shlomo Zalman said, when he is machmir, sometimes you go to these libraries, outside all the sforim look the same. The old kind of sforim, the old gemoras. Dear Reb Shlomo Zalman said, don't put the stack of boira. Because when you see all the gemoras, the kuktois, the zelda. Let me get one more prat. So you better have first having the pratim and then it's maim she'en lehem seif. As one of the things that is no boira, a person has the marshal fish. Yeah? He's serving lamazong and he's serving salmon. So the salmon is nice circle pieces. You know he's serving. It's a mechubah de kesuda. Lemaise, 5 or 6 pieces broke. Pasnish to take out such a nice plate. So he wants to pick up the broken pieces of fish to take them off. It's not nice to serve it. So again, if a person is serving a platter of fish and 5 little bugs came inside, he can't take off the bugs. This is Bayrup Silas Mitaychal. He has to take off all the nice pieces, clean the dish, and put it back. Here he put already all the nice pieces of fish and 3 broke. Pasnish to Shane. Zog the Ramo, he's allowed to take them off. It's no boira. It's because it's exactly the same. It's the same taste. The same, because one is smaller and one is broken. Das ist nicht kein boira. So even though he doesn't want to serve it, das heißt nicht kein boira. But the marshal, so when yes, a person has sacks. Yeah? All the sacks are the same. There's no boira. But he has small sacks and big sacks. Then is boira, because the person that uses the small sacks is not the person that's using the big sacks. Sforim. All of them are gemoras. I'll tell you where's the nafkamina. There's a big argument in the poskim. This is in the Mira Yeshiva, it's a big shilas. I don't want to be machre this week. You have Lama Zog and 5,000 Talmidim like we have in the Mir, Baruch Hashem. Now, everyone has Ois Behadol gemoras, yeah? You come, you see a pile of 500 Ois Behadols. Now you want to boira you Ois Behadol. The Pashas is no boira. All the Gemaras are the same. Does nicht kein boira. You started to start. This is yours. No, this one is not mine. Take this off. Oh, I got to mine. Yes, mamish a pile. You see where is yours, but you can't take out yours. The guy's out of the deal. Put the gemaras there. So you need to move away some of theirs. Some place came home. As maybe we stay that in pieces of the fish that's nishken boira. And the zorim because you're not the bailim on them. So for you it is boira. We'll get it. We'll get more to the prati. I'm trying to say, but the marshal chumash bereishis with chumash shmois. That is your boira. Because we stayed in shmois. What I said before in the chumash amoyer. Because it's different kind of chumashim. That's heist your boira. But this halacha that one kind. Why it's so negiah this halacha? Why I'm so marich on it? And the sforim and the izvahoda will get. Chicken. We'll start with chicken. I want to speak a little bit lemaisadik. You get chicken, they serve chicken. They have, and every chicken is made of these different areas in the chicken. It's a polka, it's a top, it's a bottom. Now, every person likes something else. They serve you, you come to a house, it's a plate of chickens. What you like lamazog in the bottom. Abavoskim in tongue, on top is the top. Now, if you manage to put your fork in to touch the bottom and pull them out, then you're taking oichel mitoich psoilis, you don't have a problem. But, you know, then the mice, you break all the pieces. So what you want to do is to move the top one to boire, move a little bit till you get to the polka that you like. You're allowed to or you're not allowed to? Rebbe Eliashiv holds all the parts of the chicken are the same. Das nishken boira. Ta, baden. Rebbe Shlomo Zalman holds no. Ta, baden. Shlomo Zalman was more practical. Ich weiß nicht, you know. Shlomo Zalman is not here, we can't ish wissen. Now, le kule alme le moshul, chicken and liver, or meat and liver, or meat and chicken, is for sure two different kinds. Oh, le moshul. If the chicken, one is roasted and one is cooked, it's also a problem. If both of them are cooked, one with garlic, one with the sesame, mistam is the zelda. Now, I want to mask it. So, nochabot, Rebbe Eliashiv is matir, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman holds, you have to go to the bottom. Again, under the eight says, ask the guy near you if he likes it. But, all of this heter, that Rebbe Eliashiv is matir and we have a hutu soymech is not a normal person. I want to be of a person that he never eats tops. He can, he doesn't touch it. By him, Zogt Rebbe Eliashiv, this becomes like psoilis. Becomes like psoilis. Yeshli is stopping in a person that prefers. He prefers. L'mashal, if there's nothing else to eat, he will eat. So then his stomach is allowed to. Even if Alamoli prefers to have a bottle. But if a person, if there's no bottom, he doesn't eat. Then Zogt Rebbe Eliashiv becomes obsessed. Lemosh, we have a big machlekes. It happens every time in Pesach, and it's good to remember it. You have to have shlemus. Now you have matzahs. Some are broken, some are shlemus. You're allowed to choose to find the matzah shlema or not. We have a chetimtza, you're sitting at the table, there's a pile of matzahs. Shlema. The Firm Shlomo Zalman, you are over boiro. The Eitz of Firm Shlomo Zalman is one of the two. You leave the whole pile there, Mach the Grace Amoitzi, and you hope that the Shlemas are there. That's the best Eitz. Or before Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman holds, Rebbe Eliashiv holds, Shlemas and Shburis is the same food. Because Pumfulech and Mishnah, you need the Shlemas, it doesn't make it nice to break it. So here Rebbe Eliashiv is making, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman is Machna. What? No, all the matzahs are kosher. You're allowed to eat them. They're not kosher for lechem mishneh, but they're kosher to eat. If something is not kosher to eat, so then could be taken as psoilis, Dr. Eliashiv. It's kosher. I mean, you're going to eat it during the suda. That's the zalman food. What? This is the shayla. The same, the broken fish, the etzim, you could eat exactly the same. Here, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, lemaisa for lechem mishneh, it's not kosher. Oh, but it's not shayla for eating, it is kosher. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is machmen, it's very negeh. You can see people are makpid on lechem mishneh at the same time over achiyuv chatas and Shabbos chal amoed Pesach. So after Shabbos chal amoed Pesach, the firm shlomo zalman 20% chayv skila. Because you know all the matzahs break, especially the circle matzahs. You start to look, vishke shleima, yeshke shleima. You know, as meveis nish da aloche. That's what happens. Now, the moshul is another shaila. You have a boiled egg. Some people like the white, some people like the yellow, some people like both. So the people that like both, the people that like one of them, Sebe'etzem is no boira, because it's called the same egg. Even if you like more the white, or even if you like more the yellow, we look at it like the same part. If you're a person that mamish could not eat the white b'shum panim va'ofen, although you can't eat the yellow b'shum panim va'ofen, so I saw some poskim want to be machmir. But you have to know, because most people, lamazag in a scrambled egg, they eat both. Only when it's cooked, then pashtus by them is for sure one min. The poskim spoke and people, some people it's dangerous to them to eat the white alone. By them, that's the psoilus. But it's mistaken that even if this person mamish can't eat the white, a scrambled egg, he eats it, yeah. Then the chura bahim is nishkin bayra, but this will be this week, it will be the psiche to Hilchas bayra.